My next guest wanted to give some common stock to his kids and his nieces and nephews, but he found that it was too much of a hassle. So what did he do? He gave up, and then he decided to form his own company to fix the problem. My guest is Avi Lele, and he's with me to discuss his new company, Stockpile. Hey, Avi, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
So it sounds like this prototypical find the need and fill it story. So fill us in with a little bit of those details.
Sure. I wanted to give Christmas gifts to my nieces and nephews, as you mentioned, a few years ago, and it was just such a hassle, I ended up forming Stockpile. So we're making it easy and affordable for anyone to be able to invest in their future or help the other people in their lives, whether it's their kids, grandkids, other family and friends, get an early start on investing for their future. So now, for the first time ever, you can walk into the grocery store and buy bread, milk, eggs, and a gift card good for $25 of Apple stock or $50 of Facebook stock or lots of others. You buy it off the rack, just like any other gift card, and give it to your recipient. Or you can do the same thing online at stockpile.com, and we have 1,000 different stocks, ETFs, and ADRs you can choose from.
So do you have to designate a particular security?
You can, but you don't have to. So we have cards that say the name of the company on the front, like Apple or Google or Tesla. We have other cards that have a bunch of companies that the recipient can choose from. But there's a secret to all of our gift cards, and that is that the recipient, when they get the gift card, they enter a scratch-off code on the gift card at our site, just like any other gift card works. Mm-hmm. And then they can actually switch to a different stock if they don't like the stock on the front of the card and don't think it's the right investment for them. So we allow them to switch, and if they don't want to be in the market at all, we don't force them into the market. That's not cool. And so we allow them to opt out to a regular old retailer gift card for Domino's Pizza.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And go shopping.
Okay.
But if they don't take the opt out, and most people don't, most people want the stock, they end up with fractional shares of real stock in a real brokerage account.
Yeah. So let me take this through for our listeners. So I decide I want to give $50 as a birthday gift to a nephew of mine. And instead of sticking a check in my birthday card or some gift card to the mall or something like that, I can say, you know, here's a $50 gift card to buy Apple stock. That person takes that card and goes to the website, scratches off, gets a code, whatever it is. And then what happens? A brokerage account is opened for that person?
Yeah. So at that point, if this is the first time, the recipient puts in their information and opens a brokerage account, and it takes about 2 minutes. We've gotten it down to 2 minutes. You get an instant account approval. And that night, if Apple is trading at $100 a share and you got a $50 gift card, you end up with a half a share of Apple stock in a real brokerage account.
So there are these things, for those who are not familiar with this, called fractional shares. So you don't only have to buy one share of a stock. You can buy a half a share, a quarter, or a tenth of a share. And that's what Avi is talking about. You get a fractional share. What if the recipient is under age 18?
Well, that's something it's a really neat experience that we've built for kids. As it turns out, our youngest account holder is 2 months old, and a fifth of our accounts are owned by people under 18. And the reason, I think, is that we've built a really engaging experience. When a kid opens a custodial account at Stockpile, mom or dad or another adult is on the account like any other brokerage, but at Stockpile, kids get their own login. So they can come in and track their stocks, without ever bugging mom or dad. And they can even place trades that go to mom or dad for approval. So I've got a 15-year-old son, and he comes into Stockpile on the app, and he places a trade, let's say, for $25 of Tesla stock. That shows up on my phone, and if I tap on the approve button, it goes to the market and executes.
When does it actually execute? That moment, or is it at the end of the day? How does that actually work?
It executes at the end of the day using the market on close price. And so at the end of the day, we take a look at the market on close price, and that's the price you get for your trade. If Tesla is trading at $200 a share, it's a $25 card. You end up with an eighth of a share.
So what if the price goes up or down between the time that the card is purchased and the time that the stock is bought? How does that work?
It doesn't matter. And the key here is that we want the recipient to start off with the $50 that's on the gift card the day they redeem it. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing here is people who get a gift card and then they wait and they decide, you know, I want to wait till the share price comes down so I get a little bit more for my money. Mm-hmm. You're in the driver's seat when you're the recipient of a stockpile gift card. There's no expiration date. So you can redeem it the very day you get the card, or you can wait for a week, a month, or a year. You start off with $50 and then it starts going up and down with the market.
Well, you know, while I'm not crazy about this idea of waiting to time the market, what it does, though, it kind of sets up this idea that if you wait and prices go down, that's actually a good thing. Because so many people think that, you know, when prices go down, it's a bad thing. So here's a pure instance where a person can start out at a young age realizing that, you know, if I can buy this thing for less, then perhaps, you know, I'm going to get more shares. They're going to understand that concept. My guest is Avi Lele. He is the co-founder and CEO of Stockpile.com. And that's what we're talking about, how to give a gift card, a very easy way to give a gift card. Now, you mentioned that you're selling, that I can go into my local store. You're located in Silicon Valley, right? What stores over the country have you been able to get your cards in?
We're in Palo Alto, but our cards are available nationwide at a variety of retailers. Kmart, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, a number of Safeway locations. We're in Bueller's. And that was all in the fall for the last holiday season. Mm-hmm. Because of the success of the gift cards, because they sold so well, we're just exploding in terms of new stores this year. We're going to be in the number one office supply company, Staples, this year, Kroger, Simon Malls, and many, many more this year.
What if I give shares of XYZ company, but my nephew doesn't really want to buy that company? Can they switch?
They can absolutely switch. Let's say grandma gives you a gift card good for GM stock, and you're thinking, you know, I think Tesla is a better investment.
Yeah, more fun.
I can do that. I can switch during the redemption process. I can switch for free to any other stock. And we want the recipient to end up what they think is a good investment.
How do I, as the giver of this card, pay for it? Can I use a credit card?
You can use a credit card, absolutely. Whether it's an e-gift or a gift in a store, you pay for it just like any other gift card at the cashier or online. And you can use your credit or debit card to make it really easy.
So what if at some point in the future I want to sell this stock? I mean, I guess I have a brokerage account now. The gift portion is, the card is done. Now I own this fractional share of XYZ company in my brokerage account. I guess, can I just sell it normally?
Absolutely. So you can hold on to it forever if you want to. Let's start there. Mm-hmm. We don't have any account minimums or monthly fees or anything like that. So you can watch your stock just go up and down forever. But if you want to sell it, or if you want to buy more of that stock or a different stock, you can absolutely do that. We charge iTunes pricing. It's 99 cents a trade.
That's great.
And that makes it really, really easy to do. This is real stock. So if you get if the company announces a dividend and you own a half a share, you get a half a dividend.
Wow. So you're talking pennies here.
Could be. Depends on how much you got.
Well, that's very clever. So it seems like quite an easy way now for those of us who like to give gifts of stock to do it in a more modern way. And, you know, instead of fostering a spending attitude for these gifts, maybe you're fostering a bit of a savings attitude, which is always very good. My guest is Avi Lele. The website is www.stockpile.com. Sounds like a great product. Thanks so much for joining us, Avi.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you very much.